This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I hope you're all well. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, the 28th night of Ramadan, subhanAllah. And as we should always remember that even the even nights, there is an opportunity that it could be Laylatul Qadr. And we should strive as hard as we strive in the odd nights, we should do in the even nights as well. And this could be the last even night. We don't know if we'll get night number 30. And so inshaAllah, if we haven't, and as the Nabi says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ, that Allah judges the deeds, how it ends. Allah will judge us the way we end our life. So if the Ramadan so far hasn't been so good, we missed a few days, we haven't been so dedicated, end on a high note. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His mercy, He will take the best of your time in Ramadan, and then inshallah, the reward will come for that. So end off on a high note. We maybe have two nights, this night and tomorrow. If we're lucky, maybe three, but most likely only two. And so make every moment of these last two nights count. May Allah grant us to live to see another Ramadan. Ameen, but do not take it for granted. The second issue to discuss before we begin with our tonight's talk is the issue of fitrah, zakatul fitr. And what is zakatul fitr? Zakatul fitr is, as the word mentions, zakah. It's an obligation on every single person. Every single Muslim needs to pay zakatul fitr so long as you have enough food for the day of Eid. So if you don't have enough for yourself to eat on Eid, then you don't have to pay zakatul fitr. But everybody else, which means even the rich, even the poor, everybody should give fitrah. And there are different measurements. As the Nabi Sallam, he said a measurement of dates or a measurement of cheese or a measurement of yogurt, whatever it is. And as you know, those things cost different amounts. And that's why don't be surprised when you see the MJC's fitrah is, I don't know, what is the MJC's fitrah? 73 rand? 73 rand? Yeah. 73 rand. You find the Jamiat's fitrah 52 rand, whatever it might be. It is so that even the rich or the poor can give fitrah. So if you, inshallah, not by the means, choose the lowest one and give something to someone to eat on the day of Eid. And it is also permissible for you to receive fitrah. So if you are in that position where you are in need, you may receive fitrah and you may give fitrah. And the reward for giving zakatul fitr is that all the imperfections, all the mistakes during Ramadan gets polished out before it is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have to give this fitrah before the imam performs salah on Eid. So if Labarang or Eid is on Saturday, before the imam makes Eid salah, you must have already distributed your fitrah to the poor. So that takes some time. Fidya is a different story. Fidya can be given any time. This is a penalty for those, not penalty, a penance for those who are unable to fast, and they'll never be able to fast, the old or the permanently ill. They will never be able to fast. They will pay a fidya. But if you are sick and you can fast again, you make the day up, including the pregnant lady and the breastfeeding lady. She must, inshallah, make up the day as well. Alhamdulillah. Any questions on zakatul fitr or fidya? Any questions? Alhamdulillah. Now we get back to our series. Yesterday we began with what it's like entering Jannah and what the environment of Jannah is like, the weather. The temperature of Jannah, well, as we can imagine, will be always perfect. But there will be a breeze, and whenever it touches you, you become more beautiful. And there will be light in Jannah without a sun and a moon, because the light will emanate from the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there will be mornings and evenings, even though the people of Jannah will never sleep. They will be occupied with fun things. As Allah says in Surah Yasin, their shughal, their job is to have fun. And every day will be something new for them to enjoy. And if they're not having fun exploring, visiting new parts of Jannah, then they will be reclining and they will be resting and relaxing, and they will be talking to each other and spending time thinking about the days of old and thinking about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored them. There will be food and drink. And as we mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the joys of dunya, because that's the only thing we can understand. With Jannah though, the real Jannah is what you cannot comprehend and even fathom. So in dunya, what do we like to do when we're having fun? We like to be with our friends and family. We like to talk. We like to drink and relax. And so subhanAllah, these are the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran. But that is the basic part of Jannah. And as we say, subhanAllah, one beautiful thing. If you look throughout all societies, almost without exception, Look at the rich people within those societies. What do their mansions look like? It has a swimming pool. It has trees. So it is something in our DNA, in our fitrah, that this is what beauty is. In the gardens under which rivers flow. This is where we were born. As Nabi Adam, alayhi salam, as we said, was created in the Jannah. And so it is our fitrah that is what is beautiful. The leafy suburbs are always going to cost more than the concrete jungle. You know, whatever opportunity you get is to run away on some island or in the wilderness to be in the amongst the nature. And that's where you feel at peace, because that is where we belong. So we spoke about the food of Jannah and the weather of Jannah. Now let's talk about the people of Jannah. What will we look like when we enter Jannah? Remember, everything of Jannah was prepared for the Muslim, for the believer. You are the VIP. You are the special guest. All this around is just there for your entertainment and your amusement and your enjoyment. So already your body needs to be upgraded. And so the person, when they enter Jannah, how old will they be? A very famous hadith, the Nabi's humor. An old lady came to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and she said, "Ya Rasulullah, will I enter Jannah?" And the Nabi says, "Don't you know there are no old ladies in Jannah?" And so she began to cry, "No old ladies in Jannah?" So he said, no, you will enter Jannah, but you will be young at your prime and you will be 33 years old. And so it is well known that every single person, whichever age you died, if you died a child or you died an old person, every single person would be at 33 when they enter Jannah. And we will be on the form we, Allah had created Nabi Adam. So Nabi Adam alayhi salam, was created as a human being in its true form. We are just a fake imitation of what we should look like. And so you'll only see yourself in its true form when you enter Jannah. And a very interesting hadith, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi says that you will enter Jannah without any hair on your body, completely smooth. And no beard, subhanAllah. So beard is only for the dunya. There will be no beards. The hadith says there will be no facial hair. Definitely for the ladies, no beards. But for the men as well, no beards. And subhanAllah, you would be, as Nabi says, at the height of Nabi Adam. Nabi Adam was extremely tall, many, many meters tall. You will be on the height of Nabi Adam and the age of Nabi Isa, which is 33 years old, when you enter Jannah. And subhanAllah, you, as I mentioned yesterday, there would be no bodily functions in terms of going to the toilet, becoming tired, becoming old, becoming sick, becoming sad. Your body will always be at its prime and your body will always be healthy and strong. And as we said, every day you become more and more beautiful. When you look away from your wife and then you look at her again a few moments later, she has become more beautiful and you have become more beautiful. The clothing of Jannah, and subhanAllah, I know it's not on the slides, but how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describe the clothing? Allah takes the most expensive things in the dunya, silk and gold and silver and platinum, and said, these are the things that you would be decorating yourself. But just to give you an understanding, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was quite powerful and prominent, the king of Bahrain gifted the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a jubba. Now imagine one king giving, and the king was a Muslim. So you can think, to give the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave it a fantastic, spectacular jubba. And so when he came to Medina, and the Nabi ﷺ put it on, the Sahaba were like mesmerized. They've never felt material like that. They made like tawaf around him. They were touching it. And the Nabi ﷺ, he was shocked at them. He says, "Are you amazed at this thing that I'm wearing?" Wallahi, the mindil of Sa'd ibn Mu'ad. Now Sa'd ibn Mu'ad was the great Sahabi. When he died, the arsh of Allah shook. The Prophet says, the mindil, meaning the toilet paper, the mindil is the tissue paper of Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, is better than this. If you could see what is in Jannah, this thing would be nothing, would be worthless to you. And so it gives you an indication, the kind of clothing, the kind of materials, the kind of textures. The people of Jannah will be dressed up all the time with new garments all the time. Now, when I ask, and we should ask, what is your idea of Jannah? You know, when I went to a school, the sister put up her hand, "Will I have to wear hijab in Jannah?" You know, her Jannah is, "I don't have to wear hijab. That's all I want." What do you want? "I don't want to wear hijab." So what do you think? Will there be hijab in Jannah? Dukis? No dukis, subhanAllah. There's no dukis, there's no salah, there's none of that. All of this, subhanAllah, yes, it's good, but it's for the dunya. In Jannah, there's no limitations. Yes, there will be a level of modesty, of course, but there is no dress code. There is no limitations. Like we said yesterday, there will be khamr, alcohol to drink, but it will have none of the negative side effects. You will have all the things in the dunya which you could not have. The hadith is very famous. The Nabi says, whoever drinks khamr in the dunya will not taste the khamr in Jannah. But if you want to preserve yourself, then in Jannah you live without restrictions. So yes, any outfit and any style that you want will be the clothing of the people of Jannah. And not only on the outside will they be made beautiful, but on the inside, as Allah says in the Quran, there will be no hatred or resentment in their hearts, and they will be as one person. They would be entering Jannah as if they are one, will have one heart completely, always on the same page, always loving each other. You will not enter Jannah alone. Now, alhamdulillah, one of the beautiful things of Jannah, and the only example that I can find, is the issue of being in good company and having a good family. So if you are, mashallah, you were very clever, you married a pious wife, even though you were not so pious, but she is the one making tahajjud and making salah, alhamdulillah. Now you get to Jannah, and she must go to Jannatul Firdaus, whereas you are the neighbor of that guy who comes in last. What's going to happen now? How are you going to sort this out? So we know in the, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, enter paradise you and your wives in happiness, in enjoyment. And Allah says, enter Jannatul Adn, which they shall enter, those who acted righteously from amongst their fathers and their wives and their offspring. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His mercy, He will look at the family and He will take the best of them and He will upgrade the entire family to where the best of them was. So, you know, if you buy two tickets, one has a business class and economy, there's no upgrade. The one goes to there and the other one goes there. No, in Jannah, alhamdulillah, you will be upgraded to live with your family members according to the Jannah which the best of them achieved. Alhamdulillah. And this is the only example that I know of where you will get a free upgrade in Jannah. So alhamdulillah, this is to, you helped each other in the dunya to get there. And so, and that's why when you have your nikah, we don't have this concept till death do you part. The idea of the nikah is that you say qabiltu, and your end, your happily ever after, is you will walk hand in hand in Jannah together. Because you work together to get Jannah, and so you will be together partners in Jannah. Alhamdulillah. Now what of those who are not married? What of those who are not married? The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says in the hadith that nobody enters Jannah single. Everybody will be paired, will be partnered up with somebody. A person who maybe never got married in the dunya, a lady, a sister, she never had a husband. Before you enter Jannah, just as they distribute your homes, you will also be paired up with a perfect partner for yourself. Either from amongst the believers, amongst the Muslims, the people in the Jannah, or amongst the special creations of Jannah. And yes, indeed, this is what many of the men want to hear, the special creations of Jannah, the Hurun Een, the maidens of Jannah. Side note. So we ask, are these similar things for men and women? When we talk about the food of Jannah and we talk about the weather of Jannah, is it gender specific? No, it's for everybody. And so it's understood. When Allah speaks about the bounties of Jannah, He also includes the sisters in it. You will have whatever you want. So Allah mentions in Jannah that there are these amazing ladies of Jannah. For the men, they will be married to them. And similarly for the ladies, they would also have, inshallah, something which they want. And so many of us, sometimes there's this stigma, your religion speaks about enjoyment and there will be sexual intercourse in Jannah. We say, subhanAllah, just like we did not drink haram alcohol in the dunya, just as we remain chaste in the dunya, Allah will allow us to enjoy something in the akhirah, which is beautiful and pure and clean. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these lovely ladies of Jannah, and Allah calls them al-hurul een. What does hurul een mean? Hur means it's the eyes. The maidens with big, lovely eyes, with sharp contrast. And subhanAllah, this is the most modest way of describing beauty. Allah's not going to describe other body parts, the ladies with the big this or the, He's going to mention that. That's not from the Quran's perfection. But when you describe the beauty of the eyes, even in that, you can see the modesty of the Quran. So Allah describes these ladies, their eyes are large and it's captivating. Allah says in the Quran, with وَحُورٌ عِينَ كَأَمْثَالِ لُؤْلُؤْ مَكْنُونَ, that they have these wide, lovely eyes like pearls, which in themselves they are a jewel. إِنَّ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ مَفَازَ, verily the muttaqeen are going to be the winners, successful. حَدَائِكَ وَأَعْنَابَ, they will be in gardens and grapeyards. وَقَوَائِبَ أَطْرَابَ, and they will have maidens of equal age, and they will be voluptuous maidens. فَفِيهِنَّ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِ لَمْ يَتْمِثُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ, that you will have these ladies who never ever came close to any other man. This person will be exclusive for you. This Hur will be completely yours, and she would have been made just for you. Or if it's the male version of it, made just for you, sister. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ كَأَنَّهُنَّ الْيَاقُوتَ وَالْمَرْجَانِ. She is like a pearl, a ruby. And the Nabi ﷺ mentions in the hadith that these Hurul Ain, that if she were to look down to the dunya, then the entire world will be illuminated with her nur. And that if she were to spit into the oceans, all of it would become sweet. And if just one piece of her garment would fall to the dunya, it would be valued more than anything in existence. Allah mentions the Hurul Ain as that they are, their eyes are restraining. What does it mean? These ladies with beautiful eyes but are subdued, their eyes are restraining. Why? Because she is in Jannah and surrounded by the beautiful things in Jannah, but the only thing that she wants is her husband. There's nothing in Jannah that captures her eye like a husband. And so the hadith mentions that she will say that if she were to show her face, it would shine, it would outshine the heavens and the earth. And she would say to the, she would say, praise be to Allah who created you for me. She is more excited to see you, subhanallah, because she's waiting. And as she is now created, she is shown, this is your husband, or as I said, the female version, this will be your wife. And they are waiting, when are you coming? Mata ta'ati, mata ta'ati. When will you come, inshallah, to be with me? Because for all of eternity, this is the partner that Allah has bestowed upon the Hurul Ain. Now one might ask, what about my dunya wife, subhanallah? How do we compete then? And we should not think it's strange, because the Sahabiyat, mashallah, they were very open asking these questions. And so one of the Sahabiyat asked the Nabi Sallam very clearly, who is better? Who will be more beautiful? The Hurul Ain or the women of the dunya? And so the Nabi Sallam clearly said, they, the Hurul Ain, are basically like servants of Jannah. They are created there to entertain and for the people of Jannah to enjoy. But you are the VIPs. And so the likeness of the Hurul Ain to the lady who came through the dunya is like the inside of the garment to the outside. The inside is very dull and plain. Look how he describes it. The inside of any clothes is, you know, plain. You wouldn't even walk outside with your clothes back to front, outside, inside out. But the ladies of the dunya will be like that, subhanallah. And that is because of what she had done in terms of earning Jannah. She earned her place in Jannah. And so, subhanallah, that is the enjoyment. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, you cannot enjoy something all by yourself. Even Jannah is not enough all alone. And that is why every single person will be together with a wife and a husband, with their family and with their friends. And of the greatest blessings of Jannah is how the people of Jannah would congregate with one another. And they will have banquets, and they will have parties, and they will remember about life that they used to live. And they'll talk about the days of old. And they will, subhanallah, you know, have entertainment with one another. And so this is of the greatest things of Jannah, is the companionship of the people of Jannah. But of course, as I mentioned, that is not the ultimate success of Jannah. The ultimate success of Jannah is to be in the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What greater joy, what greater bounty can there be than to have a personal connection with Rabbul Alameen? What greater honor and izzah can it be to have conversations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Now, if looking at the Hurul Ain will eclipse the entire universe, if looking at just the homes of Jannah would leave you mesmerized for years, for decades, what would it be like to speak and to look at Allah directly? Can we imagine that, subhanallah? And inshallah, we'll talk about the great bounty of Jannah, being in the companionship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. May Allah grant us that great reward. May Allah grant us to enjoy all the bounties and the pleasures of Jannah, most of all to be in the companionship and close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Izzah wa Jalala. Just announcement, alhamdulillah, our Idgah is confirmed, as we said, for this Saturday, inshallah, weather dependent, or Sunday. And we will be part of the program as well. And so we encourage all those who are from the masjid that join in the Idgah, and this is the great sunnah that everybody comes and has Eid together. And we appeal that everybody who can afford to get together as a family and cook a pot of food, mahrajan. This is one of the best ways of showing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is we are going to feed somebody on the day of Eid. And so for those who would like to purchase a pot of food or get together as a team, you know, WhatsApp, I'm sure you're an admin of something in WhatsApp. So one of your groups in WhatsApp say, guys, I'm the admin, I'm suggesting we have a Maharajan. Maybe 10 of us, we get together, 380 Rand each. Walhamdulillah, what an amazing way to start off your Eid. What a wonderful way of ending your Ramadan by feeding hungry people. And then tonight's question. How many rivers flow from Jannatul Firdaus? In the hadith, it says there are four that the Nabi Salam saw. There are four rivers, but Jannatul Firdaus has more than that. But for the purpose of hadith, he mentioned that there are four primary rivers in Jannah. And something I failed to mention, the chief of the rivers of Jannah is Al-Kawthar. That's why. And it will begin from Nabi Salam's home. So he would be Al-Kawthar, which is the main river of Jannah. It would be his river. And subhanAllah, it will be that river that we drink on the day of Qiyamah in his companionship. Ameen. Right. The question of this evening, and I didn't choose it because I'm not sure what it is. The beautiful maidens from Jannah are called Hurul Ain, Jannatul Ain, Hurul Jannah, Jannatul Khadim. Okay, it's an easy one, inshallah. And then we look for... We didn't sort them out. Some wrong ones. What does that mean, wrong ones? Oh, those who didn't get it right. Okay. Ikra White. MashaAllah. Okay, that's... Your name, Ikra. MashaAllah. Ikra White. Okay. And Sister Shamima Jassim? She here? Not here. No? Shamima? Sister Shamima, no? Rukhshana Champion. Sister Rukhshana? She left already. I don't know. Can't make that one up. You can choose a special prize along, Maimun.
23.
Number 23. Wow. Nazima Thibis? Sister Nazima? No. No, sister. So, khalas, if we don't get this sister, then. Sakina Asmal. Sakina? MashaAllah. Okay. Jazakallah khair. Shukran so much. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.